It's a pleasure to be with you men, to try to share with you some of the experiences through which we have passed, and perhaps under the guidance of the good Spirit, get insight into that which lies ahead and above us. What is endowment? How does it affect us? And perhaps I can give you an idea about this if I tell you a little story which happens to be true. A story which began in 1665. England had a great architect named Sir Christopher Wren, who had besought the king time and again to build a new cathedral at St. Paul's. But the king said they didn't have the money for it. And so the cathedral that Wren wanted built wasn't built. And then some rats got into a ship in the Caspian Sea. You'll think that strange, that rats could have any relation whatever to the building of a cathedral. But these rats were special. They got on the ship, and the ship sailed through the Mediterranean up the coast of Spain and France and docked at Tilbury, the docks of the city of London. And the rats went ashore. And the only difficulty was that the rats carried the bubonic plague. And in less time almost than it takes to tell, the city of London was under the ravages of the bubonic plague. It grew worse and worse and worse, and slew two-thirds of the inhabitants of the city. The death rate was so bad that they carried the corpses in tumbril carts to the burial grounds. And many times the men that were guiding or driving the carts themselves became infected and died on the way to the grave. It was a terrible situation. Of course, all the rich people left the city, as you may imagine they would. But at that time, the city of London was dirty, narrow, untidy. And then something happened in a place called, I think it was Pie Corner, I'm not sure. A lady was baking, and the bakery caught on fire, and the fire spread and licked around the city, engulfing the whole city in flames. What the physicians had been unable to do, that is, stamp out the plague, what every device that man had conceived, when this had failed, this other disaster, fire, licked into every dirty corner and killed all the germs. And the city was free from the plague. The baptism of fire cleansed it. And when the smoke had rolled away and some measure of sanity returned to the city, Sir Christopher Wren went back to the king and he said, "Your Majesty, you're going to have to build a new cathedral now because the fire has destroyed the old one." "All right," the king said, "it looks that way." And so Wren drew up his plans and the work was begun in 1668. And the work went on apace, slowly, It was building from 1668 until 1703. And when the walls were all maybe 3 or 4 feet from the ground, the foreman of the works died, and Wren was under the necessity of finding a new supervisor for the construction of the cathedral. Where would he go? He went to the only place he knew to go, and that was on the works themselves, and began to walk among the stonemasons, watching them at work. He came to one fellow who was bent over a stone, chipping it with a chisel and a hammer. And stopping in front of him, he says, "Well, what are you doing, my man?" The man never even looked up from what he was doing. "I'm cutting this stone." Well, any fool could see that he was cutting the stone. And so Wren looked at him for a little while and shook his head. The man never knew who addressed him and went to another part of the building where there was another man doing exactly the same thing. And he watched him a moment and he said to him, "Well, what are you doing, my man?" And without looking up, he said, "I'm earning a living." Well, he said, "Is your living sufficient?" And without looking up, the man says, "Sufficient? Is any living sufficient in this England of ours?" And returned surlily to his work. First man was a slave. The second man was a drudge. And he went to another part of the work where there was another stonemason cutting a stone. Stopping, he said to him, "Well, what are you doing, my man?" And the man looked up from his work and said, "Good morning, your lordship. I'm helping you build this cathedral." And immediately Wren pricked up his ears. "You're what?" he said. He said, "I'm assisting you to build this cathedral." "What do you know about my cathedral?" "Sir," he says, "I've studied it. I've studied the watercolor drawings. I've studied the plans. And it's going to be a beautiful cathedral." "Well," the man said, "do you think we're going to live to finish it?" And this man replied, he said, "My lord," he said, "what difference does it make whether we live to finish it or not? If we do live to finish it, praise be to God, but if not, our children will bless our names for raising up this memorial to God." And Wren found his new foreman of the works. These three men were actually doing exactly the same thing. But were they? The thing that made the difference between them was the fact that one of them had a vision. A vision of the completed edifice. And it was that vision which lifted him from the ordinary rut and set him up on high above his fellows.